WMFO Medford, you're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
Me.
Right. That is Eliyahu Sills, New Bar from Songs of Kadim. Wonderful, wonderful group. They're based out in California. They were here quite a few years back now over in Brookline. I got to hear them and meet them and everything. Wonderful folks. Tim Sparks before that. Kad Jawajuni from a release called Neshama. And Fortuna before that. La Consagration de Moïse from Fortuna, a collection of Ladino songs. All right. And now I want to share something from Kol Chevra, the 15th Yortzeit issue, in memory of Reb Shlomo, my Rebbe, my teacher. And this is called Tikkun, The Fixing. It's by Nissan Gershon Katz. And it says, how does one begin to fix the world? Good question. To fix oneself, even better question. How do you fix it? First, a person must wake up and realize that something is broken. This is a big thing. Some people never wake up. After you've woken, then you can start to learn. This is what Rebbe Safran, the Karmano Rebbe of Borough Park Shlita, told me. I used to attend classes given by Meir Fund. I once met him on the subway. He was learning a Sefer book. You're learning on the subway? He looked at me and said, nothing in, nothing out. A year or so before these incidents, the first Shabbos morning that I went to the shul on 79th Street, Reb Shlomo asked me, are you a gewalt? Are you the best? After some back and forth, he ended the conversation. You've got to be. He did not give me a choice. Baruch Hashem. Whatever I have learned in the past 19 years began with Reb Shlomo, and I've seen the truth of Reb Shlomo's teachings. If it's not sweet, it's not Torah. Rabban Gamliel, the Nasi, was the president of the Rabbinic Academy at Yavne. He had the awesome responsibility to protect what remained of the Jewish world after the destruction of the Temple, after the Romans had killed 1 million people in Jerusalem alone, and thousands upon thousands in the rest of the land. Rabban Gamliel placed a guard at the door of the study hall to make sure that the students who entered had insides that were the same as their outsides. Almost 2,000 years later, our Rebbe, Reb Shlomo, did just the opposite. He could see that the post-Holocaust generation contained many people whose outsides were not like their insides. He hugged and kissed us and made us feel special, like long-lost friends, because of our insides. Moshe Geller was told by the Am Neshava Rebbe that Reb Shlomo was living Rosh Hashanah every day. Reb Shlomo was standing before the king in the palace of the king every day. Our Rebbe, Reb Shlomo, welcomed us all and gave us a glimpse of the inside of the inside. When we attached ourselves to him, maybe we, too, stood in the palace of the king, even when it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So what is this fixing all about? On a snowy Montreal December Friday afternoon, Rabbi Shalom Brot was making Shabbos for me and other guests by himself. Judy was away. While he was putting linens on the bed so that Shabbos night I would have a pleasant sleep, I spoke to him, and he offered his advice. He told me I had to choose between mired in the past or living for now and the future. Reb Shlomo once said from the Bima, sometimes you're davening and it seems so bad. You say to yourself, what's the use? Why am I bothering at all? Chevra, that is the snake. Tell him, be quiet and keep davening. Then sometimes you're davening and it's so, so good. You say to yourself, Gewalt, I'm davening so great. This is also the snake, the other side of the same coin. Tell him to be quiet and keep davening, keep praying. I believe that this could be called choosing now and the future. I can't undo my mistakes, and I can't forget from where I came. What I can do, however, is, with God's help, plow ahead to the future with all my strength, praying that I don't stumble or cause anyone else to stumble. So, a tikkun can start with Hakoras HaTov, thanking people, certainly all of the people who were mentioned above, I wouldn't be here were it not for the wisdom and help of Rabbi Simcha Weinberg. So many people have helped and done so much for me that I can't fit them all in. But they include Amy and Itzik and Moshe and Nassen and Zwei and Sadasa and Mindy and Bracha and Reuven and Emma and Shmeli and Steve and probably you. And of course, thanks to the one, the only one, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, for everything. So sweet. So most of the people, or many of the people mentioned in there, I actually know and did know. And all right, so let's hear some of our wonderful Shlomo.
In Gedissen an mein Ding, das Ding from the Heilige Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, and so Sasha, and everybody knows, whenever, God forbid, a person needs help, special help, you say in the Kod of Levi Yitzchak, and so Sasha Neni, Master of the World, the God of Levi Yitzchak, the son of so Sasha, please answer my prayers. So the Kod of Levi Yitzchak, and so Sasha, did I die?
Get up and dance too. I'm not. Beautiful, beautiful piano solo music from Shoshana. It was called Partners in Creation. The CD is called Gifts from Heaven. Very beautiful. Before that, we heard Ofra Harnoy, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, Adagio on Celtic Themes, Opus 56 by Bloch, conducted by Sir Charles Macaris. And before that, Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra, The Jazz Me Blues, by composition by Tim Delaney, and it's a CD release called The Jennet Suite. All right, well, we've got a little bit more time here. We're going to play something from Gabriella Martina, homage to Gramellis. Okay, this is a new CD from Gabriela Martina, and she's drawing inspiration from nature, her family homestead, and this particular song is an arrangement of Heaven from Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert, reimagines the languid ballad to evoke a bucolic past rather than a promised destination. She was born in Luzern, Switzerland, and she arrived in Boston in 2008. She was at Berklee College and performed and collaborated with Michelle Nicotticello, Jack DeJohnette, Angelique Kidjo, pretty illustrious. While in Boston, she also earned her master's degree from New England Conservatory and recorded with veteran drummer J.R. Robinson and performed at the 2009 Montreux Jazz Festival with guitarist Lee Ritenour's band and as a semifinalist in the Sure Voice competition. Very interesting. All right, we're going to go out with something from the Wholesale Klezmer Band and Sing for Peace and Dance for Joy. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and see you next week. Don't be late. Stay tuned for Chris Earle.
Ich werd erst kommen, als man wird ihm nicht dürfen mehr. Denn der Schalm wird haben sich verspreit, euch der ganze Welt. Denn das Zitkes soll schon alle Risches verarbeiten. Und es wendet auf uns zu tun, was wird bringen Mischiers Zeit. Yes. Und unterdrücken darf keiner nicht mehr weit. Man darf nicht sehen, Mashiachen, es wird sein Mashiach heit. Und als der Moschiech wird gekommen, wie wollt man ihn der kennen? Hat man uns schön abgenarrt, hat man uns schön verbrennt. Noch als Massim Teuvim werden tun allerlei. Wir werden haben, Baruch Hashem, gebracht Moschiechs Zeit. Und lass mir machen, Shalom begehen sich mit Jäusche. Heil und sich nebach dicke Welt, was es uns der teuerste Reuze. Dann habt es und unterdrücken darf keiner nicht mehr leiden. Wir darf nicht sein Mashiachen, es wird sein Mashiachs Zeit. Heide die Weide. Kommt Elia Novi, wie ein Armer verstellt. Hey, man hat er sein Voice for a Covid, geht mir nicht ihm auf der Welt. Und jeder erfährt in allem aber mit dem guten Barrier. Sie ist gesucht, Mashiachin, was ist gekommen, schein von sich. Lamm mir machen, Shalom begehen sich mit Jäusche. Heilen unser nebichtige Welt, was ist uns der teuerste Reuze. Wenn habt es und unterdrücken darf keiner nicht mehr leiden. Man darf nicht sein Mashiachen, es wird sein Mashiachs Zeiten. Ei, didi, dei, dei, ei, wei, 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 ei.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4,